All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Roberto, before we get back into the serious stuff and Sully has some breaking news, piece of music trivia that maybe I can slip by you there. You know who that song was by, right?
Yes.
Okay, Godsmack.
Yes.
Do you realize, how do I phrase this? What was Godsmack before they were Godsmack?
Ooh.
Not the name necessarily, but what were they before they were Godsmack?
I don't know.
They were a cover band.
Okay. Oh, a Judas Priest cover band?
I think so. But yeah, hey, how about that for a little factoid?
There we go.
All right. And guess what the lead singer's name is? It's relevant to our show.
Sully Erna.
Sully.
And he also plays drums.
Okay, sure. But he doesn't wear shirts like that.
No. Beautiful shirt. But Dwight Schrute does.
Who are you to tell me anything about fashion? Get the hell out of here. Roberto's gonna make fun of what I'm wearing.
I think we've touched a nerve.
Jeez.
Let's go to Sully for the breaking news brought to you by Spite.
Yeah, this is a rumor. CBS Sports headquarters, they posted this. Our own Dennis Dodd, CBS, reports that a major conference official told him that a total cancellation of the NCAA tournament is definitely a possibility.
A cancellation?
Total cancellation of the entire NCAA tournament is, quote unquote, definitely a possibility right now.
No, man. Guess we're going to be talking about shirts more then.
Wow.
No.
And live from Mike's backyard, it's the opening day of nothing.
Oh, no.
Roberto, how the ribs look on the egg?
Oh, no.
All right, well, people, listen. You know, I always laugh, like, you know, what does this have to do with sports? There's what it's got to do with sports. I mean, that, and you know what's interesting too, Mike, with the first cases of coronavirus here locally and with the P word being used by the WHO, when do we hear from our local teams? Not that anyone goes to their games. I mean, who are we kidding? But like, when do we? See, the NBA's call with its owners is what I'm waiting for today. But man, now Dennis Dodd is in Indy. He still writes for IndyStar.com, right?
Yeah, and CBS, yeah.
Yeah, so, man, that is speculation, but that is some strong language. A cancellation of the tournament?
Crazy.
Then again, if Kansas wins it, they should cancel it. They're under investigation, scumbags. I don't know what to say. I'm actually kind of flabbergasted for a moment there.
I think that...
Go ahead, Roberto.
Taking it seriously, if the tournament gets canceled, wow.
I know, but could you imagine the other side of it, that if it goes on, the tournament could go down in history as like the most cause of an outbreak or something.
Well, and that's what I had said, is like, do the math. Like, 1 million people go through the gate at a tournament. You take all the people they're exposed to throughout their next, you know, however many days. Then multiply by how many people your exposures can go catastrophic. I don't think people are canceling these things for fun. But playing with no fans is different than not playing at all. That is a very jarring quote.
And also, CBS, this is from Reddit College Football that is posting this, but they're sourcing CBS. This is interesting. CBS Sports is reporting that there should be a statement regarding the status of the NCAA tournament within the next hour. This was posted 5 minutes ago.
Oh.
And that total cancellation is a possibility.
Oh, my heart can't take it.
David, what is more jarring? David, what is more jarring? The news that the NCAA tournament could be canceled or watching 3rd and 16, game on the line, Artie Burns on an island for your Pittsburgh Steelers? Are you going to be okay?
You know what? I think this hurts more. Mm. The tournament being canceled, I think, hurts more than Artie Burns 101.
You get three options. Tournament, no issue. Tournament, no fans. Or tournament, you gone. See, I still thought number two was the most likely. I have a hard time wrapping my mind around canceling it. But remember the cities the opening round is in. There's absolutely no way you could play a game in Spokane.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get away with playing in Cleveland and Dayton because the governor basically has thrown down the gauntlet.
Right.
I think you're going to have a hard time playing in Sacramento.
Wow.
This is fascinating. Wow. Fascinating.
This is getting really close.
Wow. So within the hour?
Wow.
This was posted, 5 minutes ago, they said, within the next hour. So
okay.
You think by 5:15, 5:30 range.
All right. Well, if they care about the show, why don't we make it 5 o'clock sharp?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, can we get a message out to somebody?
Yeah, honestly. Come on, hey, man.
Can I ask you something unrelated but sort of related?
I like when you actually ask me stuff versus say things that get us in trouble.
Oh, well, yeah, I do that more than I ask you questions, but... Have you been really, and this goes to everybody, have you really been watching how much you touch your face?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now,
like, I got
a
bad habit because I have a beard. I wouldn't call it like playing with it, but like scratching my beard, stuff like that. That's just like therapeutic. Yep. Sometimes I get pissed off. I like to rub my forehead. I've really tried to avoid all of it.
And like, what if your eye itch?
Oh, no, that's,
you know,
driven me nuts.
I know, so I've just been like blinking.
I've actually begun grabbing like a sweatshirt.
Is that
and, like,
better to do that?
The F if I know. I'm just not going to touch my face. Know.
See, I've noticed it, but I've actually been touching my face, and I'm like, oh crap, what did I just do? Stop. I can't stop.
Like when you wake up in the morning.
My nose is itched for the last 2 minutes. I can't scratch it.
I know. We have to put oven mitts on our hands or something.
I mean, technically, I could sanitize my hands, scratch my nose, re-sanitize, I guess. But like, I don't have it on me.
I mean, at some point though, don't your hands they're gonna get so dried out from all?
Oh, it's already happened. It's mania. I'm washing my hands like a maniac. Yeah. Like I'm doing it every 5 minutes. Right. Let's go to the people. Go to Rose 97.1. Rose, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, God. Hello.
Rose? Hi.
There. Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. What can we do for you?
Good.
Rose, you there? Sorry. Hey, are you there?
Yeah, please talk for a minute.
Hello?
Anyway, I just wanted to make a statement about the coronavirus.
Sure.
My birthday is Friday. I'm going to MGM Casino for my birthday. After that, I'm going to the DSO. I'm going to a movie the next day. I am not letting any of this stop me from doing the stuff I love. I just wanted to point that out.
Okay.
And because I was curious about deaths related to flu and colds last year, I looked it up and learned that there were 50,000 deaths in the state of Michigan related to cold and flu.
Okay. Listen, Rose, you do whatever you want to do. This ain't North Korea, but here's what I'm going to tell you. You got to stop with the flu stuff. They're already talking about between 40 and 60% of our country contracting this, meaning if the mortality rate goes even just south of 1%, far lower than where it is now, which it will, but let's say it hovers above the flu. The flu is 0.1. I don't think anyone's projecting 0.1 here. If this thing were anything around 1%, we'd lose almost 2 million Americans. So, like, you just got to stop with the flu thing. While the symptoms primarily are like a mini flu for most of us, 80% are mild in a couple of days, you got to understand this is different in that pre-existing conditions, it isn't just dangerous. For a lot of people, it's a death sentence because there's nothing we can do about it. There is no real treatment. I mean, they could put you on a ventilator, which is no picnic. They can give you some medicine for the pneumonia you develop. But, Rose, do what you got to do. Like, I'm not sitting here. I'm not judging anybody. We're having a conversation. And also, you going to dinner is different than going to a basketball game with 18,000 people. So, happy birthday.
Now, I do have to let you know, we did just get an update, ironically.
Oh, my.
This is an email. The tournament is still being held. This is an email from our boss that the ping pong tournament in our building is still being held. We're going to continue to hold the ping pong tournament. Please do not congregate around the table. We will send out videos as we get closer to the finish. We'll wipe down the paddles, balls, and tables. The fun squad is planning a fun kickoff for Tigers opening season as well.
This is what this place is worried about.
The tournament, our tournament is still going on, all right? This is what matters. The ping pong tournament here at Entercom Detroit is still going on. Let's go. It means the NCAA better not cancel theirs.
I have no words for what has just happened. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.